An organization over the past 40 years helping individuals with disabilities is being awarded more funding to grow its coffee shop. Point Perk in Northern Kentucky is expanding thanks to a $35,000 grant from the Hatton Foundation. I'm Sherry Lawson.
I hope that we get more people in here and get to see new customers and hope that they enjoy our coffee. Good way to start your morning.
Liz Stacy is one of the first employees who served up coffee at Point Perk in Covington. When I met her 2 years ago, she was making and serving coffee and had just learned to run the cash register. The coffee shop is part of a nonprofit organization that trains and employs people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The Point Arc of Northern Kentucky was founded in the early 1970s. President Judy Girding says the Point Arc operates around-the-clock programs for kids from age 5 to folks in their 80s and beyond. She says the residential, vocational, and social programs have helped hundreds of people reach their full potential.
We decided we're going to fill in the service gaps. What can we do differently that other agencies who serve our population aren't doing? So, for instance, one of our programs is case management. There are other agencies who do case management, but they're all on overload. We like to customize our services around the individual. So we don't plug somebody in some place without thinking it's going to be successful for them.
When Point Perk opened a couple of years ago, hours of operation were from 8 a.m. until noon. Jill Diskin, vice president of Point Arc Social Enterprises, says the coffee shop is doing so well, hours are now 7 to 3 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturday. She says thanks to a recent grant for $35,000 from the Hatton Foundation, the coffee shop is getting ready to expand.
And we are striving to remodel here soon, within the year, to expand the area so that people can come and hang out and study and have group meetings and stuff like that, and hopefully stay up until maybe like 8 or 9 at night. We're hoping to put like booths and tables and couches in here, and then of course having all the plugins and the stuff that people need for internet and all that access, their phones and everything that's so popular now.
Standing behind the counter making a specialty coffee is former teacher and coffee shop manager Tiffany Barr. She uses her skills as teacher to train the employees and volunteers.
I want them to be empowered to be able to do the stuff on their own, whether it's making a drink. Some of them are more comfortable with the espresso machine than others. So, you know, we have everything from those who just want to help out with coffee and cleaning, and then some want to make espresso drinks and smoothies and frappuccinos and all kinds of stuff. So trying to do whatever I can to help them be empowered in that and just feel comfortable.
Burr is working with 23-year-old Emily Loosely. Emily is one of the employees at Point Perk. Handing one of the customers a latte, Emily lists all the drinks she notices customers prefer at the coffee shop.
Had chocolate, coffee, mocha, and a latte.
Mary Ellen Can has learned many skills thanks to the Point Arc of Northern Kentucky. She likes working at Point Perk a lot.
Greeting all the people comes in and, you know, gives her coffee or whatever they want.
Mary Ellen says customers are great, and there's a special reason she enjoys working with the Point Perk staff.
They're like family to me.
The Point Arc of Northern Kentucky continues to develop new programs so people with developmental and intellectual disabilities have the opportunity to reach their fullest potential. In Northern Kentucky, I'm Sherry Lawson.